This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, training kids to be confidant. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of training kids to be confidant in the Islamic lifestyle. According to the Islamic teachings, it is necessary that when we raise our kids, we need to train them in a way that they are trustworthy and they raise up as a person who is trustworthy, they raise as a person who is confidant, and he keeps the secrets. And obviously, in order to do that, we need to inform them or we need to tell them about the reasons why people, they leak secrets, they're not trustworthy, and what are the aspects or what are the basic main things due to which these people cannot do that. The very first thing is if a person is talkative. The second thing is if he is showing off. These are the two things. After that, the third thing is the friendship. And this friendship is very important because we should not share everything with the friends, even with the closest friend, we should not share our secrets. We need to tell our kids that if they want to share the things, they should share it in a way that it does not harm them, because sometimes, you know, the friends, if they are talkative, if they are have a personality of showing off, or if they're not trained well, they can leak the secret, they can tell our secrets to the others, and later, we have to face the consequences. Therefore, this friendship is very important, that we become friends with the people, but we do not share everything with the people. And this is not a bad thing. Obviously, everyone has their own secrets. There are some super secrets that we have, which we do not want anyone to know about it. Therefore, we need to keep it. We need to share it with our God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can share it with the imam of the time, for example, when we are talking to them. So these secrets, which is not hidden from Allah, we should share it with Allah and no one else, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of training kids to be confident in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that one of the reasons why people, they don't keep the secrets is their friendship. And because they have friends, they think that these friends are sincere to them. Therefore, they share their things. On the other hand, obviously, when we are worried about things, we have friends who come to us and they say, like, tell us what happened. You can share it with me. You can trust me. That is fine. We can have friends to be trusted. But obviously, we should not share everything. It's for the elders as well, for the kids as well. We need to tell them. We need to train them in a way. We need to educate them to not to share everything. And we have a hadith as well from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said that do not share all your secrets with your friends, so that if any one of your enemies knew about those secrets through your friend or maybe friend of friend, they cannot harm you. And also, if the friend with whom you are sharing your secrets, if tomorrow he becomes your enemy, he cannot or he should not be able to harm you because of those secrets, using those secrets. So this hadith, this narration basically tells us that everyone should keep their own secrets with them. And if you have something, do not share it with the people. The reason is, for example, let me just give you a small example, that one day the Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, he was passing through a place, and it was a guy came to him and he said that you are the prophet of God. Can you go to the God and ask him to forgive me because I have performed this and this and this sins? So he talks about his sins. And when Musa alayhi salam, he went and he talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said to him that, "Oh Musa, I forgive him, but tell him I have a complaint that the secrets that he had, which I do not want anyone to know about them, why he shared those secrets with you, you as a prophet. I even hide his secrets from you, but he himself has disclosed his secrets." So this thing teaches us that we need to keep secrets within us, and if there is someone with whom we can share, that is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.